We're in Studio 91. We have the behavioral health key personnel in our studio, and they're going to be talking about the effects of COVID-19, how they are adjusting their operations to the situations. And they want to update you, the community, on those details. So let's start out with Boyd, who is the director of the program. Boyd.
Good morning, and hello to the community out there at large. I wanted to come and share how we're operating and how we've been impacted over at Kamau Behavioral Health with regards to COVID-19 and the coronavirus. So it was after the chairman issued, I believe, the April 4th memo in regards to sheltering in place and restricting access to the public, determining employees to be essential and non-essential. At that point, we started to restrict access to our building. We canceled our outpatient groups for alcohol and substance abuse. We canceled doing sessions in person, and we some of our referrals for detox and residential treatment have been impacted. So moving forward, we have a plan to carry out and have been carrying out phone sessions with our clients that have a mental health provider and or a substance abuse provider. We've been providing some limited referrals to detox program for alcohol and substance abuse locally through Waterfront Recovery Services in Reading, in Eureka, and then also Empire Recovery Detox in Reading. So we do have access to detox still for clients that may need help with their withdrawal or stopping the use of drugs and or alcohol. And as far as the residential treatment referrals, currently we still have access to the a couple of our IHS programs, one being in Porterville, that are still accepting clients at this time. And there's just an added step of having to follow through with the checklist for coronavirus, and also they are asking for possibly that our medical clinic test the person that's potentially going to enter their program. Additionally, WRS, Waterfront Recovery Services in Eureka, has been accepting clients. They also have some criteria that they're going over with clients. Some of the older clients that fall into the higher risk categories, 60 and over, possibly some complications or potential complications with their immune system are being restricted at this time. But younger clients and healthier clients are being admitted or could be admitted. So currently, those are the things that we're doing. Still trying to retain contact with our clients and the community to provide services, but doing so with regard to Centers for Disease Control guidance, the emergency declaration from the county and shelter in place, and then also additionally the tribal shelter in place and emergency declaration. At this time, we do have one of our substance abuse counselors here. We have one of our clinicians, and we have Shannon Wilhite, who is our Native Connections Project Director. So I would like to allow them to talk kind of specifically about each service and to give our community as much information moving forward. Thank you.
Okay. I guess we'll go with Damon.
My name is Damon Cross, the AOD counselor at Kamau Behavioral Health. And currently we are operating with phone sessions throughout the week, the active caseload that are currently on the counselors' caseloads. We are contacting our individuals and doing phone sessions over the phone. And right now that criteria is just checking in on mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, and how they're doing in this time of this COVID-19 pandemic. And phone sessions are going pretty well. We're contacting those individuals and reaching out to them. So that's our active caseloads, and some inactive caseloads that we are working with. We have a list of individuals that we call and contact and reach out to them and go over some protocols to services that we have at the department at this time. Some services that we are operating out of right now are referrals, so referrals are referrals to detox and inpatient treatment. We are still handling those referrals as best as we can with the added criteria. Some of the inpatient treatment facilities, IHS facilities, are adding on criteria for admissions. We just got in contact with Wayne Grigsby. He's the clinical director of the Friendship House, and added on criteria to current criteria is coronavirus negative test. We have to have a negative test for an individual. And the second thing that they added on was transportation, transporting them directly from here to San Francisco. So we are not putting people on the bus, or we are not putting family at risk. We are doing the transportation ourselves. We did successfully have individuals enter into detox last week, and we did have an individual successfully enter into inpatient treatment. So that's working out pretty good. We are taking the necessary precautions of having our gloves, our mask, our hand sanitizer, and going through with our job and making sure people get the services that they need for alcohol and substance chemical dependency. Those are the current services that I'm providing, and also coordination of care. Coordination of care is another big thing that we've been doing lately, is emailing all the inpatient treatment facilities and making sure that we are getting those monthly progress reports and those discharge summaries. And I had a conversation with medical director Eva Smith in regards to clients coming home from treatment and self-quarantining themselves for 14 days. That was the protocol that she gave me, that the individuals that are choosing to return home have to self-quarantine themselves for 14 days. So I did the coordination of care of sending emails out to the IHS facilities, directors, substance abuse counselors, case managers, in regards to that protocol from our medical care director. Other things that we are working with right now, we're currently working with Clean and Sober Living. Clean and Sober Living, getting those referrals into Clean and Sober Living and into detox. Like Boyd had mentioned, we currently are working with an individual right now to get him some services, to get him into detox and into Clean and Sober Living. He's one of those individuals that are at that elderly stage and is immune compromised. So we are working to the best of our ability to help this individual get some recovery and sobriety and get cleaned up. That's our current protocol that I've been working with. I've been working from home, been logging my time, logging my job duties, and making sure that I'm connecting with my coworkers and moving through this pandemic.
Damon, could you address or speak towards the other end? You're doing referrals, you're still doing referrals, but do you know anything about the experience of how they operate in those centers?
So the centers shut down. They shut down their admissions. Manteca Three Rivers Indian Lodge, Sierra Tribal Consortium, and San Francisco Friendship House, they shut down their admissions until April 6th. This was the information that I was given on March 14th. So during that process, we started referring people to local recovery treatment. We referred people to Waterfront Recovery Services in Eureka, Humboldt Recovery Services in Eureka, and in Reading, Empire Recovery Services and Visions of the Cross. When the IHS facilities shut down to their protocols in their county, we then opened up our emergency services through our Tribal Opioid Response Grant, and we started using up our direct services funding for individuals that met the criteria and the need for detoxification and inpatient treatment. Those were, you know, those I was given a directive to not utilize those funds before COVID-19 so we can get our numbers up for our grant numbers, a total of 70, and we are at like 63 on our list of grant funded individuals, and we have contracts with Friendship House for $500 a month. We can fund somebody for residential treatment. So 3 months is $1,500 for an individual out of our grant. Local treatment is expensive. It's $3,000 per person. So that's why we kind of put the yellow light and the red light on those fundings for local treatment, because we wanted to make sure we met the need of our grant and we met the need of the people, because longer time in treatment, you get the better outcome. Necessarily with these local treatments, we're sending them there for 30 days for $3,000 to $3,500 a month. So to answer your question, we stopped referring people to IHS facilities because they stopped admissions during COVID-19. Now, just recently, April 6th, we had the talk with the directors, Wayne Grigsby, and he added criteria on. The two criteria that he added on was a negative COVID-19 test and directly transporting them to treatment.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
My name is Calista Reese, and I would like to talk to you today about the mental health services that Kamau Behavioral Health is currently able to provide to the community. Right now, we are operating through telephone sessions for therapy sessions for both long-term and short-term services. What you can expect for an intake, or just like the nature of a therapy session, is, you know, going over confidentiality, client rights, also like the location of where the clinician is, and also asking about where the client currently is and if any individuals are around them. We also address like the nature of the appointment, and then we proceed into getting permission to move forward. We ask about background history, such as like upbringing, environment, or living situation, education, trauma history, suicidality, sleeping routines, spirituality, or how the person believes or, you know, practices. And we also ask about any goals for working towards. So we are also offering check-ins. So this check-ins can be for anybody that is feeling really overwhelmed or just wanting somebody to talk to. We are currently still taking referrals, and if you are interested, we have our office specialist that you can reach. The number is 530-625-8009.
That's
530-625-8009. Something important to remember and keep in mind during this time is to try to keep a routine if you can. Being able to keep a schedule helps us feel more in control. Trying to do things that are social, like calling family or family just to check in and see how they're doing. Trying to limit your social media or news time, not trying to spend long periods of time on them. Remembering to eat, drink water, exercise, and to be outside. Trying to also spend time with like your family inside, with like your children or whoever, like teenagers or the young children that you have, you know, doing bonding activities if you can. So really trying to focus on what you can control and reminding yourself what you're doing right now of practicing staying indoors and doing the social distancing is helping keeping you healthy, and also the elders and just people in this community. And thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. All right.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shannon Wilhite. I work for Behavioral Health and the Native Connections Grant. I can tell you again what that grant is about. It's for youth and young adults to provide resources for suicide and substance use prevention. And right now, we have scaled back some of the things that we're doing and looking for new directions to go in. So far, we're providing mental health packets that are available in limited numbers at the grocery store. Just to reiterate some of what Kalisa was saying, it's important right now to eat healthy and get good sleep. And also, like she said, limit news to 15 minutes a day. That can be a great source for stress if you are exposing yourself to too much news. And take care of your emotional and mental and spiritual health. Our packets are giving some helpful information on all of these points, and we're going to be providing packets over at the grocery store once a week. They'll also have some coloring pages in there for kids too. We're also working on a Facebook page. It's going to be providing positive tips on caring for your mental and emotional health during these times. And if you are experiencing a mental health crisis or having thoughts of suicide, you can call the behavioral health number at the number that Kalista gave. There's also a county mental health crisis line that's a 24-hour mental health crisis line, and that's 707-445-7715. And you can Google County Mental Health Crisis Line or Humboldt County Mental Health Crisis Line. There's also a National Suicide Prevention Line, and that is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-723-8255. And there's a crisis text line. You text HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. All right, everyone, be safe out there.
All right, I did have a couple things I just wanted to recap. Damon, I think you asked Joe about how programs were operating in light of COVID-19. And as Damon said, there's different restrictions in different counties. As far as the programs that have closed their intakes to clients, those programs with the clients that are in the program at the current time are still doing their groups within the house. They are limiting clients and not allowing them to go to outside meetings, but they are still operating their treatment services within their own programs. So they do, they're keeping their daily routine, getting up, they're having their chores, they eat their meals, they go to their meetings within the house, they have their groups, and that's how they're functioning. They're just, at this time, limiting outside access to support group meetings, to sponsors, and things of that nature. They're also, many of those programs have closed their doors to allowing outside support group people to come in for for home group meetings and things of that nature. But the programs that do have clients in them as of now are still operating daily treatment services. So just limiting that outside exposure. And as Calista had said, and now Damon as well, is phone sessions are ongoing daily with clients that are already impaneled with a behavioral health substance abuse counselor and or clinician. But as Calista had said, if somebody just you know, wants to check in with somebody and talk, you know, maybe look for tips for reducing stress and or anxiety, depression. We encourage people to call our office admin at 530-625-8009, and we can get you set up with a substance abuse counselor or clinician to just talk, to look at options for possibly going to detox or residential treatment, or just carrying out a check-in with one of the clinicians. So those services are available and open to the public.
Okay, is there anything else anybody would like to add to what they already presented?
I think that about wraps it up.
Well, very good. Well, I thank you very much for the information, and let you know that this is the first group of interviews I've done when everybody's wearing masks. and that's taking it serious, you know, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.